Okay, good. We are embarking on a 3-week series, and we've called it Pieces of a Puzzle. And what it has to do with is it has to do with that each and every one of us is like a piece of a puzzle. Okay? Now, over the next 3 weeks, we're going to build a puzzle, literally, like a simple little puzzle. And now there's some of you right now that are holding a puzzle piece, or we're given a puzzle piece. Anytime while I'm talking or at the end of the service, what I would like you to do, we have a table right here to my left, and you can begin to put your piece there. And obviously, the first one has the easiest job, right? Because they'll just. No, when I say first, I mean the first one up will have the easiest job because they'll just go up and put their piece down on the table and walk away because they only got one piece. But eventually, as more pieces are put up there, somebody's going to go, oh, I think these two go together. Okay. No. No picture. This is an, okay, I didn't, what the picture is not the point. The point is the activity of putting a puzzle together, okay? Okay, so don't worry about the picture. Just don't. The picture's fine. It's not a bad picture, but it's just like, anyway. There you go. See? Easiest piece. Easiest piece. But we're gonna over and build that. And I say each and every one of us is like a piece of a jigsaw puzzle because, with a jigsaw puzzle. You need every piece. You can't do a puzzle and have it complete and have a few pieces missing. It doesn't work that way. And each piece contributes to the whole, right? Without it, it doesn't work. By itself, it doesn't work. And the point that Chris and I are wanting to make and wanting you to discover and see is that you yourself are needed. You hold how you've been designed by God is amazing. Your gifts are amazing. What you bring, your skills are amazing. What you have passion for is amazing, and it's been designed by God. And you are needed in a you're needed in community, whatever that community is. And so often we can get locked into thinking that all I'm about is the job I do, how I earn money. And that is so not true. We have each and every person has such intrinsic value. And God wants people to know that. When Jesus came and he went and ministered, he saw each person as valuable. That's why he spent time in the pool of at the pool of Bethesda, where the sick people were outside of the temple. Because they were important. He wanted to communicate a message that they're important. That's why he hung with children, because they're important. That's why he hung out with the poor people, because they're important. And he wanted to get that message out that every person holds gifts and a purpose. And it's if only we could discover that. And so that's what we want you to see. So where do you start with that? Where does one start? Best place to start is right at the beginning. Says in Genesis. So that's an easy book to find. So if you have your Bible with you, you can go right to Genesis 1. And if it's on your phone or tablet or whatever, find it there, but here's what it says in Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us." So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Key words in there. is that human beings are created in the image of God. We bear His image. Now, if we bear His image, we must remember that God is, and we say the word, but God is infinite. He's an infinite God, meaning there is no beginning, there is no end. You cannot know where God starts or where He ends. He wasn't born at a certain time like we were. God has always been. Therefore, it stands to reason that if God is infinite, His design for us has also got to be. It has to be infinite. It has to be. His creation has to be infinite. His creation has to be so diverse. And if you doubt that, go on the internet somewhere, Google it or whatever, and take a look at some sea creatures that are created. Take a look at some land creatures that are created. Take a look at some of the birds that have, take a look at some of the bugs that are out there. And you go, gosh, they're really ugly. Right? It's like, wow, how do you create that? What were you thinking? But it's so diverse. It is so beyond what we can think. And it's the same with us. That how He has created you is unique. Very unique. Tangible proof of that. Do this. Seriously, no, do it. Do it. No, it doesn't matter what hand. It matters what finger. It doesn't matter what hand. Okay? Okay. And then just turn it around back facing you. And you see your fingerprint? Now here's a scientific reality of your fingerprint. Scientific reality. Fingerprints are a reliable, unique marker, identity marker of human beings. Okay, what's the population of the world roughly? Is it 7 billion? Have we hit that? 7 billion plus? 7 billion plus. And science would say, because it hasn't been proven otherwise, that there's 7 billion different fingerprints out there. That's bizarre. That's bizarre. That's how unique each individual is. That's a reality. That's a scientific fact. That's how God created human beings, with that uniqueness in mind. Very unique. But here's the big question. Here's the big question. We can hear that, and we can say amen to that, or we can say, yeah, you're right. But the question I have, why is it then that so many people in our world struggle with even identifying what their gifts or their strengths are, or they don't even know what they are, or they don't believe it, or even if they know what their gift is, somehow they feel the gift is inadequate. It's not good enough. What's up with that? Because if I'm that unique, why don't I know that? Why can't I celebrate that? Why can't I leverage that and use that? What is it? Why do some feel inadequate, that they have nothing to offer? Why? That's what I was pondering this week. Why? Because if we're so uniquely designed, if we're that amazing, and I believe we are, I really do, then why? Why do we struggle? And I had to pray about it because I didn't have an answer to that question. But this is the beauty, and I would encourage you guys, if you're ever stumped wondering about, you have a question in your mind you can't answer, pray, and just believe that God's going to give you an answer, okay? Because if you do, I believe he'll speak to you, that he will. Anyway, what he said to me was this. Go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning. What are you going to find at the beginning? And he said, go back. And I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you why. It's okay. And here's what he showed me. It's, if you know the story of the beginning of creation, the story is told of Adam and Eve, and there's someone that comes into the story, right? The serpent, right? The serpent comes in. And the serpent just has some questions. Serpent doesn't accuse anything. Serpent doesn't tackle them or anything like that. The serpent just has a couple questions for them, and the serpent has some comments that the serpent wants to make. That's all. But it was one of the most sinister acts that occurred because they got tripped up. And it's found in Genesis 3, verses 4 and 5. Genesis 3, verses 4 and 5. And they said to the serpent that we will die if we eat that fruit. That's what God said. I don't want to go that far. And right here it says, you won't die, the serpent replied to the woman. God knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God. And I read that, and it was like, okay, so what's the trip? It was like, you will be like God. Took them down. That took them down. That took them out. That phrase, you will be like God. Like, do you understand what that's, do you understand what's in that? What that is also saying? It's also saying, you're not good enough. Not quite. You're almost there, but not quite. You're not quite good. Like, you could be like that person. You could be like God. And in one fell swoop, what I am, how I've been created, the gifting or talent or skills or whatever I have, not bad, but not great. Because there's something better I could get. And you look at what that triggered throughout humanity now. What that triggered. Comparison with others. A belief in here that what I have to bring isn't quite good enough. That if I was like this type of a person, I would be better. And it gets worse. Because when we fall for that trap, that would be better if I was like Phil Horner here, right? If I was like that, then I would be better. It also, at the same time, neutralizes the gift I do have. Neutralizes it because I don't use it. Because I don't believe it. Because it's not worth it. And all the serpent had to do was make a comment. Don't die. Because if you eat it, you'll be like God. And in that one sentence, he just went, shoo. They fell for it. They bought it. Hook, line, and sinker, the whole thing. We buy it. We buy it all the time, right? It's a terrible thing. Because it has the power to make me feel inferior. However, we've ranked giftings, right? We've ranked giftings, we've ranked skills, right? We've ranked it. The flip side of, if I have a gifting that's how we've ranked things up here, also can make me feel superior to you. All of a sudden you've created a, there's us, and there's them. And it has, guys, it has infiltrated human beings brutally. Classic example. This is me speaking, okay? So I just want to clarify. Classic example. Men. Then there's women. Women have some, you can do some things. You keep the kitchen so nice. No, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean? God created human beings, male and female, in his image. There's something unique in every single human being walking out there. Everyone? Yeah, everyone. 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 It's just in there. It's in our DNA. It's in our DNA. I don't know how God did it, but it's in our DNA. Caleb and Micah, that's been born to the Adjuwallis, there's something in those two guys right now. Right now. That's unique, that we need. We need. We need it. The world needs it. And they get the, Rebecca and Felix get the awesome experience to see it unfold over the years and to encourage that. It's going to be awesome for them. It's going to be wonderful. Wonderful. When David penned the words in Psalm 139, oh God, he said, I am wonderfully complex. In some versions it says, you've made me, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. He wasn't saying that because he was king. He wasn't saying, look at me. I am just so awesome. No, no, no. He was speaking for on behalf of human beings, saying, God, we are so wonderfully complex. And I don't know if you believe that statement, but it's so true. So true. It's so amazingly true. Listen, we're talking about putting puzzles together. How many pieces we got? Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Missing some. No, kidding. I'm just kidding. You can do it at the end of the service, too. But as the puzzle is put together, the one piece will help the other piece to be connected. Okay? The pieces that are missing right here, are they missing something? Yes, they are. They're missing something because you can see that something has to connect with them. And guys, that is so much like us. So, like, seriously, it's so much like us. We need someone else. We need we need the body, and you can use it in the Christian context. The body of Christ needs every part. Otherwise, it's missing something. There's a saying says that our identity is found in community, right? That's where we find it. That's where we really move when we're in community. but we need it because it's not complete until all the pieces are there. Have you? I'll tell you how important a piece is, because you may be thinking, oh, it's not that important. Yes, it is. It is very important that every piece gets here. Come on. How many have done like a 500 or a 1,000 piece jigsaw puzzle, right? You're coming near completion. I'm almost done. Look, two pieces left. Two spaces there. Just need two. And you look over at the table and you got one piece. How important is that one piece now? Vital. Like, nobody better come into the room right now. Right? Leave. Like, right? It's like, no. I didn't just spend all this time putting 499 pieces together to be missing one, right? It's that passionate. That's how important that piece is. We need all the pieces together. We need to be connected. We need it because what you bring is invaluable. Now, is that biblical? You better believe it. Listen to Paul's words here. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Is that not the puzzle? Absolutely it is. Absolutely. Paul got it. I don't even know if they had puzzles then. Might have. But he got it. Fully got it. We need each other. We so need each other. Here's the beauty of it. Here's the beauty of the gospel. Here's the beauty of what Jesus came to do. Jesus came... But it's not just Jesus. Jesus came to correct humanity's understanding of who God was. Because humanity doesn't get it right all the time, right? But he came because Paul describes Jesus as the visible image of the invisible God. So when you see Jesus, that's who God is. And throughout Scripture, you'll hear this common one-word description of who God is. That God is a restorer. He came to restore. He came to restore relationships. He came to restore broken hearts. He came to redeem, to bring back to its original condition. He came to restore what that serpent, that sinister, sneaky, evil serpent did. To say to humanity, you won't die. Eat it, you'll be like God. He came to restore, to say that I have made you fearfully and wonderfully, that you are a complex human being, and I love you. Look, I believe we are to use our gifts to our max. And here's why I believe that. If you're a parent, you know what it's like to watch your kids grow up and they come into their own person, right? They discover their own giftings, what it is, and you see them go, oh, I love to do whatever it is, right? I love to do this. And there's not a parent they would want anything different than just to see their kids thrive in that area. Whatever that is. Oh, they're awesome. They're great. There's not a parent who wouldn't want to see that. And there's not a parent that doesn't thrill. Right? Just so awesome to experience, to watch your kid. If that's us who are parents, how much more so God? Where's kids? Where is creation? Doesn't he want us to? Doesn't he thrill at that? I think so. I think he thrills when he sees a squirrel being a squirrel. Not being a dog. Wouldn't work. Right? I don't know where that came from. But you know what I mean, right? It's be who you are. It's be who you are, who God created you to be. Now, we're going to, Chris is going to speak next week, continuing on this. And then the week after, we're actually going to do an exercise together. You don't want to miss that week, February the 28th, because we're going to do an exercise together. What? No, not physical exercise. No. We're going to do an exercise. But we are what I've entitled this today's teaching. We are that, the images of the One. We are images of God, God's creation, and we need to reflect that in our life. We need to leverage whatever your strength is. Leverage it. Why? Because it shows the beauty of humanity. It's beautiful. It's awesome. One of the things, you know, when I had sabbatical a number of years ago, I visited a number of churches, and they're all very different. At the end of it, I came away going, gosh, God, your church is awesome. You know, it's so flavorful, so different. It's like a beautiful tapestry, right? All different flavors, all different ways of doing things. We all basically do all the same thing, just done differently, that's all. But it's just like, it's so awesome, so great. I love His diversity. Who'd want a plane? Right? Who'd want a plane? You wouldn't want a plane. Love the diversity. Love your gifts. God's the gift of, He's the God of He celebrates who you are, right? He celebrates who you are. We're going to go into some ministry time. Now, we're going to do things just a little bit differently. Patrick and Laura, they oversee our ministry, our prayer ministry team. And I want to, if I want to be able to be out in the lobby and be able to meet people and that. Too often I stay up here and I never get to meet with people. And I like to meet with people, especially people who are visiting and that. And so they're going to come up, but they're just going to give some direction as far as ministry team. But here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. If, for those of us who feel that I don't bring value. In my family, I don't bring value at my workplace, I don't bring value at church, I don't bring value at the community club I belong to, I just don't feel like I'm valuable. God wants to break through that lie. That's a lie. That's that sinister lie that you need to be like somebody else. No. Who you are, who God created you to be, is amazing. 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 Let me just pray, and then I'm going to pass over to you, Patrick. Father, Lord, get you, if you want to stand just to get some blood flowing through you. Father, Lord, we just call for your Holy Spirit to come right now. Holy Spirit, you can blow through us. You can go into our hearts. You go into the deep recesses of our hearts. You know, Lord, our fears, our insecurities. You know, Lord, how we function, how we think. You know everything about us. And so, Father, Lord, we just ask, Holy Spirit, would you come right now, and would you break through some of these lies, shatter some of these lies that many of us hold. That God is here to say right now this morning that what your mom or your dad said to you, not true. Those words came from a place of brokenness on their part. That what that teacher said to you, not true. The label that was placed on you, that's not who you are. That's not you. You're not that. You're more than that. And I just see this picture of God wanting to peel off all these labels. Because underneath that is not a label from God, but is an identity of who you are. It's rock solid. And the Holy Spirit longs for you to see the beautiful creation He has made in you. The beautiful creation that you are. That what you bring is valuable. So Holy Spirit, we just ask you to come right now. We ask you to come. So just let the Holy Spirit minister to you right now. Just let Him, just stay there focused. Just let Him minister.